To open the show, I always like to do one thing that is impossible. So right now, I'm going to suck this piano into my lungs. There. Okay, let's get started.
We're having some fun, though, aren't we, kids?
How many people are here tonight? Raise them up. Good. Okay, this is it. Still $4 to get in? $4? That's not bad, though. You know, $4 in today's world with inflation and all that. It's like nothing. It's like, gee, I got $4. I think I'll throw it out in the street. Oh, I can come in here for $4? Okay. What happens? This is not Las Vegas, you know. This is in Las Vegas. It's $15 to get in. You know, it's worth it because there's a million people on stage and everything's moving real fast and you can't understand a word they say, but it doesn't matter. And you just sit there, you go, "Wow, look at the tits!" I'll bet there's 57 tits. But this is $4, you know. It's like rent a car. And the opening act in Vegas is always like a pop singer, you know, and they bring him out, and he's really good, but he moves so fast, he's got to, because he's got like 15 minutes, he's got to get it all in. They introduce him, you know, ladies and gentlemen, let's probably introduce Mr. Johnny Duke, let's bring him out. Hey, it's like a roots between the middle of the middle. How many people have to say? Okay, beautiful. Hey, brother, two times in Wisconsin. Hey, thank you for coming. I'm like the nerdiest man, Biff, Tom, Jack, hey, Bill, Dylan. Colonel, I had the light. We got nothing to do hepatitis. Okay, thank you. It's between the middle of the middle. Like to do, I got my gambling jokes for you. Because I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What if I okay, Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Okay, now I'd like to do a little dancing for you. Here we go. It's impossible to put a Cadillac in your nose. It's just impossible. Okay, now do a couple of gambling jokes for you. Okay, the hills rely with the sound of money. Thank you. Do I look all right? He pounds around like that. But anyway, as I was saying, we're basically into the intellectual scene up here, and that's why we're not into that kind of entertaining, huh? Hey. And it is an intellectual town. I enjoy coming here. Like, for example, see, things are always happening to me up here that are just so above everything else. Like, before the show, I was standing backstage, and a couple came back, and they asked me if I was bi. And, well, I studied a little Spanish in high school, but not enough to really be bi, you know, but I didn't want to look stupid, so I said, yeah, I'm bi. And they said, well, we would like you to come over after the show, because we got some S&M people coming over. And I said, hey, great, Spaniards and Mexicans. So it'll be interesting to go there after the show, speak a little Spanish, and have the intellectual thing. Now, this is what I'm into, so.